And welcome back to our Knoxville Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA, KRLS, our continuing coverage of Pella Lady Dutch Soccer with head coach Mark Howard. And first of all, Coach, congratulations on the season so far. Suffering your first loss of the season against a very good Nevada squad and then bouncing back with a pair of conference wins since we last talked. First of all, tell us how these past three games have gone. Nevada, a very good athletic team, and your gals really fought at the home complex, and then two really tough conference games right after that. This is a pretty tough time of the season, isn't it? A lot of good competition as you get ready for the postseason.
Yeah, it's a great time of the season. The Norwalk game was a tough game, took us into overtime, and I thought it was really a kind of a character builder for the girls. And then going back to the Newton game was a hard fought, really good game, and I thought we're finally trying to get into game shape, and I think we're kind of doing that. The Nevada game, the first half was awesome, and then we kind of wore down. We weren't in game shape yet, and I think we're getting to where we want to be now.
Well, in this portion of your schedule, too, coming up, certainly has some very good competition as we look ahead to next week with Oskaloosa and Ankeny Centennial, who is ranked 10th in the latest ratings in Class 3A. So two very tough teams that you've got to host this time. And then another game later on we'll talk about. But first of all, tell us, you got a conference foe in the Oskaloosa Indians, and then you've got a ranked team in Class 3A coming to town as well with Ankeny Centennial.
Yeah, really, our schedule now compared to past years is a lot harder. We really don't have any games that we can just count up as easy wins. Oskaloosa is much improved, and I expect us to rise to the occasion to take them on, but it won't be automatic like maybe in some years past. Ankeny Centennial is a really tough team. They're physical and big and fast, and that will be a good test for us, no doubt.
And as you prepare, and you've already mentioned it, getting into game shape and things like that at this time of year, what are the things you're keying in on with this good competition? Because I'm sure it takes a lot of mental toughness from these girls to have to play teams like this that can match them as athletes and that can match them on the pitch. As a coach, what's your message to those girls, and what are the things you're working on in practice to make sure that they're ready for these really good teams coming up?
Well, it really is a mental building throughout the season. The girls really have to get to the point where they're already talented enough that they have to get it in their minds that they're capable of competing against some of these good teams. And our schedule, again, is a tough one, and really it will help us, you know, along the way to get in better and better shape and to know that we can compete and hopefully get to the state tournament at the end of the season.
Well, and before you get there, you wrap up your regular season against a conference foe in what would really be a big showdown with Dallas Center Grimes in Grimes. Of course, DCG ranked right now number 3 and really a really good team too. So as you wrap up your regular season, and you've already said mental toughness and things like that, when you look at teams like DCG, how do they stack up against teams that you'll likely face coming up in your region and then later if you get that far to the state tournament?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm not sure how Dallas Center Grimes shot up to number 3 from where they were, but because their schedule is very similar to ours, it's really going to be for the conference title when it comes right down to it, and they're a good team. And we are too, so it should be a good battle there. In practice, we just work on a lot of different things, the little things, the situational type things, from corner kicks to just scoring capabilities, and just a lot of different things that might come up in a game situation.
Well, and you mentioned game shape, too, as you head into the regionals. Before we talk specifically about your possible matchup, how is the health of the girls? The past couple times I've seen them, it looks like you've had mostly your full complement out there putting in some tough minutes. You've gotten some big goals lately from Kayla Langstrat, which probably comes as no surprise to you, Katie Canfield as well. Just the health of your girls right now as we head into postseason. I know it can be a short season on the calendar, but it can be very grueling, as we've already mentioned, against very good competition.
Yeah, you're right. We do have a few injuries, though none really serious. So I feel really good that we're going to peak about the right time, and everybody's going to be healthy about the right time, too. So hopefully we don't pick up any other added injuries here in the next couple games, and we'll be ready for Ankeny Centennial and Dallas Center Grimes towards the end, and then going into the regional tournament. I hope we're healthy and ready to go.
And you mentioned the regionals, and not to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but you've got Oskaloosa and Ottumwa that would be your potential bracket on one side, the one that you would host on Tuesday, June 2nd. And then you've got Carlisle and Indianola on the other side, two very familiar foes. In fact, Indianola eventually going to be in the Little Hawkeye Conference too, and Grinnell. So you look at the teams that stack up in your region. I know you don't want to think about postseason right now, but in terms of what it looks like for you right now, just your general thoughts about Region 5 and what that ultimately could mean as we head into state.
Yeah, I always tell the girls not to look ahead. Let's just take one game at a time. But I'm always looking ahead and seeing what might happen. My guess would be we'd probably play Oski and then probably Grinnell on the other side. And I know, yeah, we beat Grinnell 7-0 earlier in the season, but it won't be that easy the second time. They'll be out to get us, that's for sure.
Well, Coach, congratulations on what's been a very good season so far, and I know we're all looking forward to seeing what the girls are able to do, not only wrapping up the regular season, but as they get set for regional play. So thank you for joining us on the program, and we look forward to catching up with you right around regional time and then state tournament time.
Okay, thanks a lot.
We'll have more of the Knoxville Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner right after this on KNIA and KRLS.